Oh, wait, you want to get into you? I can get into you. You're the biggest problem I've ever had.
Wait, that's so true.
You're the biggest problem I've ever had in my entire life.
You're the biggest problem I've ever had in my entire life.
I'm the best thing that's ever happened to you. What's up, guys? Welcome to episode 195 of the Dropouts Podcast.
What's up, B-Words? Welcome back to Dropouts.
We got your replacement here.
Hello.
Hi.
Yeah. Wait, do we not do intro music anymore?
No, we do. We just kind of lead up to it.
Oh.
So on a scale of one to nervous, how are you feeling right now?
Honest to God, not nervous at all. I obviously wasn't nervous to see Scarlett. Wasn't nervous to see you. Wasn't nervous to see you because like I was like, she seems chill.
There's one more left here.
I was terrified of coming and talking to Jared.
I get it, brother. I'm terrified every day I wake up.
Like in like actuality.
In the lore.
We don't have a relationship.
No.
No, like, but you seem chill, you seem cool, whatever.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Skylar, like, whatever.
Thank
like,
you.
Whatever.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
We've been friends this whole time.
Hey.
We actually haven't spoken in, like, what, a year?
Something like that, yeah.
About, like, a year we haven't spoken. So, honestly, like, before this, like, I was really nervous for nobody else but you. I was like, oh, my God. I was like, what's he going to do? Does he hate me?
Yeah,
I think that's the first time anyone's ever been nervous to talk to me.
Jared.
Yeah, because I'm the least threatening person on planet Earth.
No, I know, but like, I think it's just because like, obviously, like we used to be bestie boos. We used to be bestie boos, and now we're not bestie boos.
Awkward. Well, what do you think he looks like? He's been working out a lot.
You look great.
He's got a beard now. I said it this morning, that sweater, you look like James Bond or something. The arms are just popping
That's
through.
That's the first thing I said when I saw him. I was like, okay, cable knit sweater.
Yeah, I didn't realize this sweater would be such a big hit.
Couldn't you see this? Like your car's kind of broken down.
It's a topic of convo.
You need to go, I don't know, do something under the hood. And he comes out. He's like,
in a cable knit?
But no, that's what I'm saying. It feels like he's at Thanksgiving. All right, let me see if I can fix this, darling.
He pulls a Skylar, darling.
Darling.
He's sweating a little bit and he takes the end of his cable knit sweater and he pulls it up. You can see his abs and he just kind of wipes off his face. How beautiful is
like? Oh, no, wife beater underneath.
Wife beater underneath. Yeah. That's how you know.
No,
yeah.
Are you feeling uncomfortable or just me?
I wish.
Oh,
I
because
had
of
abs,
the Jared?
Because of the like.
That's no, domestic I think abuse gorgeous. Crop top.
Nice. Okay. Well, I'm feeling slightly awkward about
it. It's okay. So am I. I'll tell you. No, Zach's sexualizing
on
me.
On the other side, I'm
uncomfortable.
I'm aroused.
Yeah, I was going to say. I was like,
this is why he has the thing to cover.
Yeah, exactly.
Got it.
You're aroused by who? Which one of us? Podcast.
You get a lot of random bones.
Hey, hit the intro music, brother. We've been, let's flip this turtle.
Is it the
there
same?
You go.
Yeah.
I've been wanting to tell you this since you actually left the podcast, and I wanted to give you the opportunity to respond to the thing that I'm about to say, and feel free to do it. It's going to be very dark, very demonizing, very disgusting, but it's something you're going to have to go through, and you're going to have to stand on your actions when I say this, okay?
Let's do it.
No, wait, hold on. Wait. Okay, now I'm ready.
Subscribe to the Patreon.
There it is. Yep.
Down below, it's going to be the first comment or in the description. We have a 7-day free trial right now. We put out drunk episodes, one where I just got drunk. Tara always gets blackout drunk every single time because that's who she is. Yeah. She's a little party girl. And here's a clip of that. So go over there for the drunk episodes. Also this week, we're doing a March Madness giveaway. If you come in and DM us very, very soon, you're either going to get an Xbox, Nintendo Switch, AirPods, what
merch.
Else?
Merch,
gift cards, just a bunch of stuff. Also DM us random things that you might just want. Like maybe if you wanted to come on the podcast. I don't know. That could be something we could float out someday.
You guys should pay someone's bills.
Sure.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Ryan Seacrest.
Ryan Seacrest, if you're watching, we'll pay for your bills.
No, Ryan Seacrest.
Hey guys, I know that's not what it was.
We're trying to correct you. We're like, actually.
So subscribe to the Patreon down below. 7-day free trial. Love you guys. Kiss you on the mouth. And also I'll kill you if you don't. So
yes. Question, the March Madness thing.
Yeah.
Is it like, are we doing like a bracket group on ESPN and so best one wins a prize?
I was thinking, if you guys watch college basketball, we're going to do a little bracket once it comes out. We're going to give you guys a point to sign up on, maybe on the Patreon, whatever's the easiest. And whoever wins that bracket also is going to get some cash. Huh? And you guys have one more week to do the dropouts clips. So essentially hashtag dropouts challenge. The one with the most views, if you guys put a clip of anywhere in the podcast, gets $250. And the one we just like the most gets $250. So one more week and then we'll announce it next week. Sweet. Thanks, guys. Now back to awkward talk. You've been good? What have you been up to?
What have you been up to?
Well, I want to start off this podcast by saying I am very proud of you.
Oh.
I think in this last year or two, however long it's been,
about About a year and a half now. Hey. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hey.
You have, and I don't want this to come off as you were anything, you know, negative before. I want to just speak positively as you became Indiana over the last 2 years. You really lended yourself to finding who you are, and you've been so genuine and beautiful to everyone, especially in my family. You've always been amazing to my mother. You've always been amazing to all of us. So I want it like, and in the comments, a lot of people have come for you in the last 2 years.
Oh my God. Well, we are like 30 seconds in and I feel like I'm
gonna I just
so sorry.
I do want people to understand just, you know, how beautiful of a journey you've taken, and you finding yourself has it's made me so proud of you. It really, really has, because you're smart, intelligent, and you can do anything, and you've done it in such a positive way over these last 2 years. I couldn't be more proud of you. So we'll start off by that.
Oh, jeez.
And Tara, suck it.
She already did.
Whoa. And she's sorry.
I'm just kidding.
What the hell, Tara?
It only happened 8 times.
I'm just kidding.
That was so sweet of you to say. Yeah. Thank you so much. Wow, I'm sorry. I'm like a very, as of late, I've been a very emotional person. And everything makes me cry when it comes to like.
You're going through menopause, right?
Yes.
Because you learned so much over like the past few
years.
Yeah,
it like aged you.
Yeah, it aged you internally.
It aged me. These fallopian tubes are dried. So.
That's not what I've heard from Skylar. Yeah, Tom, they all work out.
Thank you. That actually means so much. I think that like, we don't. Look, I feel like the whole goal of this podcast to talk to you guys about what's kind of been going on in our lives for the last year and a half. Like we're good. Like we're all friends. We're all good. It was tough on all of us. It was something that was like really rough, and it turned me into a person that I'm really proud to be now. And it took a lot and a lot of hits for me to wake up in the morning and be like, I'm actually really happy with the person that I am now. And I did the time, and I struggled, and I cried, and I worked at myself a lot. And I think when I finally made the switch of like, oh, I'm not doing this to get my old life back, but I'm doing this to become a
set yourself up for the future. You know?
Yeah, 100%. And like create this like person that I really enjoy and that people enjoy being around was like when I felt like I truly started to like make an actual change.
I don't want to. I don't want people to think you're some type of deplorable demon. No, you know, I just.
Thank you.
I just think you've kind of expressed the journey throughout the way to me, and I just want people to know that. Obviously, nothing wrong with you before, but now.
I think we all had our problems before, and I'm not going to sit here and say that like I had some problems. Like in no way, shape or form is this me like trying to like defend myself. But you know, I was going through an insane time, and that's obviously going to mess with someone's mind. And I was projecting that on the people around me because I didn't know how to deal with my own emotions and feelings 100%. And a lot of the people around me got affected, and I got affected. And it was just like, I needed a step back, and I needed like this harsh reality to hit to like become this new person that I am so proud of and so happy with. And yeah, like I think that was just like what I needed to happen. It's weird, I think, like now talking about all of this, because it has been like quite some time now. It's like, oh, this feels like a little bit of old news. Like that, I don't know how to express that.
Yeah.
But
yeah, because we're more of an era of like a yummy mindset.
Okay, you know what? I think I called Zach about whenever you started to come onto the podcast.
I don't even know. It's all a blur.
She just keeps coming back each week. She's like,
I black out every time.
Why are you here? But when I started to see you on the podcast, like a lot of people, it was like mixed reviews. It was like 50% like, oh my God, she's so much better than Indiana, or oh my gosh, you're so much like better than Tara. Da, 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 da. Never what, like anytime I see those comments, I'm constantly like, we're not doing this. We're not going to do that. I think Tara's awesome. I don't know her, but like, I love your videos. I love your content. I think like you're so cool. And anytime I saw your clips on Dropouts, I called Zach and I was like, I want to be your friend. She seems really cool. Like,
I was like, I told you that.
Cool. Yeah, he told me that. And to be honest, I didn't know you were on the podcast because it had been so long.
Yeah, yeah.
So I didn't know who I was replacing. Or like, I didn't know that was a thing until quite recently, actually.
You're our diversity hire.
Oh, thank you. Yeah.
Otherwise, it was just three white males.
Yeah, now I'm, you know,
Middle Eastern. White passing Persian girl.
We just found out you were Persian and you only just found out Australian.
I'm still blown away that when she talks, it's Australian.
Immigrants, we get the job done.
What? What was the hand motion when you said that?
Oh,
okay.
Oh, I thought you were going, what job are we getting done today?
Yeah, you can't even produce children anymore with the menopause. You got to chill out, all right?
Oh, God.
Did you get more sexual when you left? Because this is a pretty humane podcast.
I think it's the seat she's in. Sometimes when I sit there.
Oh, yeah.
Honestly, I walked in here and I was like, do I sit here? Because this used to be my seat. Or do I sit there? I was like, I don't want to step on any toes. Like, what do I do? But also, like, I haven't been on the podcast since you guys moved to this house. Oh, I have once at one time.
What episode was that? Is that still up?
Is that?
No.
Did we delete? Oh, we deleted that episode.
Everybody took it the wrong way. It was supposed to be this open
See,
window.
I don't even know about any of this.
Okay, so we did a
podcast.
You
never watched that podcast?
No. I try not to, like...
No, look at that.
It is for the best.
Okay.
So we did a podcast kind of explaining the disbanding of... kind of our friendship, our relationship. And
you guys dated?
People actually didn't know officially that we dated until that podcast.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really?
So, no, we kept it like really under wraps because, and I'm going to bring this up right now. Zach and I met when I was 14 years old. And
that's going to get clipped.
That feels so weird.
He worked for, I guess, pretty much my mom at the time. He edited my YouTube videos and in exchange, had a room in my apartment, in my mom's apartment. It was my mom's apartment. Literally, I can't even express to you how much nothing happened.
I sure hope not. You're 14 years old.
But I know, I'm trying to like-
Okay, I thought you were like backtracking, like, I was just making sure.
No, because there have been so many things on comments, Reddits, like TikTok videos, everything, like saying that I'm this victim, saying that Zach groomed me, like all of these things. And I would like to set the fucking record straight. Number one, I am not a victim and I'm staring down the barrel of the camera when I say this.
This one, stare down that one.
I am not a victim. And every time you guys are consistently drafting these narratives of this bullshit that happened when I was 14. You are constantly devaluing real victims and real people that have been in those situations. I have been in those situations with some horrible people and Zach is not one of them. I have been in abusive relationships. I have been in situations with older men who are taking advantage of younger women in California. And that didn't fucking happen. It never happened. Zach was like, at the time, like, I'm going to tell this story. So you guys get the nature of our relationship. And I one time was really sick. I was really sick.
I don't even know where this is going.
You will, because it's scarred you for life. I was really, really sick. I had a loogie in my mouth and it was so thick. I took it out of my mouth and started chasing him around the house with it.
Oh, I remember that story.
I edited her for mom.
So gross.
For a couple of months, whatever it was. And then I didn't see you for years until we
saw each other. It was like probably about 2.5 years that we didn't see each other. And I saw you again at Brighton's birthday party. Remember at Cheesecake Factory?
Oh, that was way, way down the line.
It was.
You
guys had just started something called Zach Steiner.
Yeah, yeah.
With your old roommates in the old apartment that I now live in.
So strange.
So odd. You guys had started something called Zach Steiner and we're trying to get guests and everything. And this is right before the podcast. No, because
we saw each other
and then didn't see each other for months on end after that too, because we started that in February or March or something.
So we started Zach Steiner. We had such a good dynamic on the show where essentially it was kind of like between two friends. You come on and you make fun of somebody and then they'd leave. And Indiana came on and it was like really funny. And she lived pretty close to us.
I lived 7 minutes down the road.
We couldn't see anybody else during the pandemic was going to hit. So I was like, what if we just turn this into a podcast? Our dynamic with Indiana is really good. And then we did a TikTok together, or your mom had us do a TikTok together. And then she saw it did well. And she's like, she's good at marketing. She's like, you guys should do more videos together. I'm like, the only way we're doing this if it's brother and sister content, mm-hmm. because I don't want anyone thinking that we're
something,
because we weren't.
And at the time,
you also had a boyfriend.
I had a boyfriend. I had a boyfriend at the time, number one. Number two, I also like, this was Zach. Like, and there was like.
It still is.
Like Pete.
Girls get it. They hated me.
But like at the time I was like, ew. Like, ew. I was also very on board for the brother-sister thing. And Cindy's, was it Cindy? Or Aaron's mom, Cindy, played our mom in the video. And it was just like, you're the reason dad left. Well, you're the reason he never came back. And then we started fighting. We're like, and we were just like acting like siblings that fight. And then we got into this narrative of like acting like brother and sister on my TikTok.
Well, I started, I mean, you were, I don't know, I don't want to get too deep. You were in an abusive relationship mm-hmm. with someone and you kind of came to me as a friend and you said, hey, some really dark things are happening. I don't know who I can talk to about this. And I just talked to you. I just, nothing strange at all. I just wanted to be there for you like a big brother. And that's how I felt. Mm-hmm. And then, you guys dated for like another year or something. It was on and off. I probably can say that I was almost killed because of trying to save you in a certain situation. She got kidnapped by this guy. And I had to go over to...
didn't want that on the record.
We've already spoken about that.
Yeah, we have. I went...
Jared got punched in the face. So it was bad. It was very, very bad.
I had to. We had to go there. And we had to kick this guy out because I threatened to kill us and a bunch of stuff.
He called me pube head. I still remember that.
Really? That's the only reason you wore hats to this day.
I kind of like this guy
just because he's a good guy.
Yeah.
Well, so there was this like situation where, he would kidnap me, and I didn't have anyone.
There's a situation where he just kidnapped me.
And I didn't have any way of contacting anyone else. And I had my phone in my back pocket. And when he was like destroying my apartment at the time, I managed to reach into my back pocket and quickly hit Zach's number. And they have the recording of it. I don't know if you guys even still have that.
I still have it. Oh, yeah.
He goes, I listen to it when I go to sleep. I like it. Brings me sweet, sweet memories.
It's actually a horrible recording.
It's a very like,
you don't want us to play it, right?
I've never heard it.
Pull up the clip.
I've actually never heard that clip.
Do you? I don't think you want to.
Well, do you want to play it and then we can cut the thing? Do you want to hear it?
I actually kind of want to hear it.
I mean, let me see if I can.
Only
find
if you're comfortable.
I actually have never heard it because at the time, I was so like we were going through legal proceedings now because we had to get a restraining order against this dude, and they almost like they had to like come and like break down the door and like get into my apartment and like get this dude out. And at the time, like, okay, you guys want to talk about weird shit? When we were kicking him out of the apartment, I had found out that he had been messing around with underage girls. My ex had. He had been messing around with underage girls. And as we were leaving, I remember like screaming out to him as he was leaving. I was like, go fuck another 15-year-old, you fucking pervert. Like, or some shit. Like,
oh, yeah.
This is so funny. And he turns around and goes, yeah. Cause he realized he was like losing the battle at this point. He turns around and goes, yeah, yeah. Well maybe I'll go fuck a 13-year-old. And we all just
look that was his get back.
That was his get back. And we all just look at him going, what?
Not the move, buddy.
Oh, and Jared threw my Samsonite freaking luggage over the balcony and ruined it.
Oh, I thought it was his. And I was like, I'm going to show this guy. Threw it off the third story balcony.
And I go, Jared.
And then the guy calls his boys to come like fight us or
and they pull
shoot
up,
us.
Not going to lie.
But they pull up and then Jared has the second suitcase he's about to throw over. And this big guy gets out. He goes, put that down. And Jared goes, okay.
This all blacked out lifted G wagon.
Yeah, it was terrifying.
And this wasn't fisherman sweater, Jared. This
No. This was pube head.
This is pube head, Jared.
No facial hair, Jared.
This wasn't Mr. Lift. This was pube head.
This is pube head, Jared, who's surviving on a Celsius, like a Celsius and a frozen meal. And he has this suitcase above his head. And I remember him going, yeah, all right. Just putting the suitcase down. And I realized he'd thrown my Samsonite suitcase off of the balcony. I was like, dude, what the hell? He goes, that's my bad. That is my bad.
And then we had to go to court.
I refused to go. So I spent probably like weeks trapped in my bedroom. I would not leave. Like there is a video of Zach actually trying to surprise me with pottery, which weirdly came up on my For You page the other day. He was like, I'd always wanted to go to this Color Me Mine painting thing. And he was like, let's go. But I couldn't leave my room. I just couldn't. I was literally, I think, physically unable to get out of bed at that point. The only time I would leave my bed was to go pee because I just watched that Euphoria episode of Zendaya getting like kidney stones or something from not peeing. And I was like, oh, that would suck. So I get up to go pee and that was it. But I didn't leave my room. And so when the court date came and
the boys had to like, they both show up to my house in suits and are like, you got to go to court. And it got to the point where Jared actually...
We went to court to get a restraining order on the guy.
Approve the restraining order.
And they needed witnesses, so that was me and Jared.
Yeah. It got to the point where Jared sometimes would like flip my bed and get my mattress and flip my mattress off to like get me out of bed. And it was like a tough love situation. It wasn't like a, get the fuck out. It was like a, you got to do something to help yourself and we're going to be those people for you. So yeah, they were incredible, incredible friends. And I had some good moments too. I'm not going to lie. There were some good moments. There were some bad moments, but that's life.
So Tara, what'd you do? I'm just joking.
What about you?
So what do you think about kidnapping as a whole?
Like, are you for or against?
We got to make sure you're against it. Okay. So
against kidnapping.
And then restraining orders.
For restraining orders against kidnappings. Thank goodness.
So you can sympathize.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah, yeah, you're good with that.
Yeah. No, honestly, it gave me a lot of like, lot of comedy, lot of like bits to go off of now. So I'm cool with it.
Yeah, she just calls me now. She'll call me and put it in her back pocket and scream like she did in this.
Just for fun.
Just for fun. It's a little tough for all of us. It gets me real sad every time, but she loves it.
I do.
And you know what they say?
I can't wait for like the hard watch comments.
When was
it? This is a hard watch.
Oh, this is a tough watch for you. This is a touch.
Is this tough for you?
I just didn't know any. Like, this is all new to me.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I get it.
Like, I didn't know. Yeah. I didn't even know you were on the podcast.
Yeah.
Because I didn't look back into it enough. I feel like you guys are way better at like doing humor right after a sad story.
You're digesting.
Yeah, I'm just digesting what happened. Because you guys all lived through it.
I'm so sorry.
No, it's okay.
Because this is like, I think we all lived through it and it's been years. And so I think we've like maybe become a little desensitized to it. But I forget like how
crazy the situation
crazy
is.
And like intense that is to other people. So like, I'm really sorry.
No, it's okay. I'm also sorry that happened to you. That's terrible.
I love how we're going to have just a good fun time. And then immediately.
Okay, let's get into good fun time. Should we like... What should we do about
that? We got to play a game. This always gets us into good fun
times. This does.
Ready?
Yes.
3, 2, 1. Tara, where'd you wake up this morning?
This morning?
This morning.
This morning, I woke up in my own bed.
Yeah! Hit the yellow button. Yeah! Well, right when this stops, I have a question. Where'd you wake up the night before?
That's not the game, brother.
Okay, you're right. Listen, that's a loophole, and you found it. You exploited it.
Yeah.
That's exciting.
That I woke up in my own bed?
No.
The night before.
Oh.
Or the morning
I plead
before.
The fifth on that one.
Oh.
I don't want to get...
Between you and me?
I don't want to get into who it was with. Okay? What is it like...
Okay, before you say that, I could have...
What?
Now, I know you're going to say could have. What if I had to sleep over with my friends?
Could have. Yes,
which could have.
And then,
but I don't know why you'd be pleading the fifth on that.
Watch this. Did you?
Nope.
What did you guys do this morning?
We woke up, got muscled up. Me and my brother over there.
We've been going to a trainer.
People are calling us the muscle twins.
But why do you guys go so early? Like, how are you even awake?
I got here at 7. And
it's
we
called
left
living.
At
when the sun's up, the guns are up, and we're ready to lift some lightweights because we can't lift very much.
But y'all, I mean, what was that stuff you were taking this morning? You've been jazzed up.
Oh, the Magic Mind?
You take it too?
Yeah.
What is it?
It's like, it's this neurotropic. It's got a bunch of like vitamins and minerals and stuff in it. And it's just like a little shot and it makes you feel like super focused and energized.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. It doesn't have like the hangover. I don't like coffee. One, that's why I like it. Yeah. It doesn't have like the hangover of coffee.
It kind of tastes like apple juice.
It doesn't have to come down.
No. It's gotcha. Delicious. One. And two, it makes me feel energized. I'm a little jazzed right now.
I'm going to have to start getting some because, dude, the morning.
We have some in the fridge.
Slide me a
these
shot,
morning
baby.
Workouts
you
are
can have
brutal.
As many as you want.
Do you know Erica?
If you want one, I can grab you one.
I'll pop one right now.
All right.
I'll focus up.
Do you know how you were saying, why do they go so early?
Yeah.
I remember Zach telling me about this thing when he was like getting onto his like health grind, that if you get the first like, it's between like certain hours of the sun rising, you're supposed to go out and feel direct sunlight to help set your body clock and like help yourself like feel more awake. So even if you like wake up and just go stand on your balcony, like
supposed to go for like, just look at direct sunlight for like 10 minutes.
Yeah. So like be in direct. And honestly, I've been doing it a lot. Like I've been going on when Handsome's at my house, which he's being a hellion right now.
Hell yeah.
When Handsome's at my house.
No, it's great.
When Handsome's at my house, I'll take him on like morning walks, like try to do it like at like 9 a.m. like at the latest. I try and like get out, even if I go back to bed.
Yeah.
Which a lot of the times I do. But yeah.
It makes me feel like I did something productive.
Yeah.
I deserve a nap after that.
I like having another girl right next to me. Can we move Alyssa next to me now from now on?
Easy. Okay, what I was going to say was...
I don't know. Skylar's got the curves of one, so...
of a woman?
Yeah.
Are you saying he has supple breasts?
Be honest. I do, yeah. You haven't seen me
nice
shirtless.
I actually
did see me shirtless today.
Milkies!
Wait, can you read the text? Did you just say Milkies to my friend that is worried about his weight?
Okay.
Okay.
You said nice supple bra.
Okay.
You said curves of a woman. I said Milkies, and suddenly I'm saying something wrong.
You're the one that has cereal in your purse just in case.
I used to do that.
I don't do that. I hate to break it to you.
I was making a joke that just in case Skylar lactates because of her making fun of his size and being a supple woman, that she could eat the cereal that's in her purse that's not really there. And you said sometimes you do that?
Oh, I keep like little Gerber baby stuff sometimes in my... You know the little baby Gerber like
puffs? Can we
talk
to the victim for a second?
Hey, you know what? You can't even talk. You said her brain was the size of a walnut a few fucking weeks ago.
You deserve
the supple breast comment.
I didn't even make those comments. All I said was Milkies.
I thought, honestly, okay. I was giving you a compliment.
But here's,
you're not.
Here's the thing.
I'm smart.
I know you are.
She brought it up.
The peanut thing was crazy.
Yeah. Could have given me a cashew or whatever.
She said, I would argue a peanut. And I was like,
oh, no. I thought peanuts were like, you know, longer than walnuts.
Yeah, of course.
But the shell of a walnut is a lot bigger than the shell.
I didn't know that. I've never seen a walnut in person, if I'm being honest.
It's March Madness. Better than Christmas, better than Thanksgiving, the best time of the year because it is basketball hour. If you like watching sports like me, specifically, I love basketball, a little NCAA, a little NBA. And also, if you like making money, what if we merged them together? What if we did that for you? What if we use Prize Picks to merge them together, huh? Yeah, you like that? Jared, tell them about Prize Picks, how they can make money watching their favorite sports, like football, basketball, hockey, other sports.
With Prize Picks, you can win up to 100 times your money with as little as 4 correct picks. You can turn $10 into $1,000 with NBA, NHL, college basketball entries today on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app.
Something that can be frustrating is if you have a player and you put all your money into them and then they get injured. Well, guess what? Prize Picks even offers injury insurance so that your entries stay in play even if one of your players gets injured. For basketball games, if you have a player who exits the game in the first half and doesn't even return for the second, that player's projection won't count against you and the rest of your entry stays live. That's amazing. For me personally, I'm going Anthony Davis for more than 2 blocks because that feels like a lock to me. And Damian Lillard for more than 4 3-pointers made. And I'm going to make some cash, some sweet, sweet coin to put in my pocket and spend it on yum-yums. And when I say yum-yums, I probably mean a donut, a thick donut, an expensive donut because I got so much cash, I need to blow it.
So download the Prize Picks app today and use our code DROPOUTS for a first deposit match up to $100. That means you put in $100, you get $100 to play with. It's simple math. It's free money.
Download the app today and use code DROPOUTS for a first deposit match up to $100. $100 in, you get $100. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
Thank you, Prize Picks.
I'm a busy boy who doesn't have time to cook. I'm a busy boy who wants my taste buds to feel good. I'm a busy boy that just wants to pop something in the microwave that's healthy for me and tastes real, real good. What is that? Factor Meals. What is that? Factor Meals. Factor Meals is the meal prep. The scent goes right to your door and you heat it up. Yum, yum. Eat it in your tummy and you eat it up. Yum, yum. Essentially, I use Factor Meals because I don't like cleaning up after cooking. And then I also don't like the time it takes to cook just because I'm a very busy boy. And sometimes you're at work all day and you just want to have a delicious meal without all the hassle. You don't have to go to a restaurant, sit down. You don't have to break out the pots and pans, get them all sticky and dusty and dirty. Sometimes I just want to throw something down the gullet that's easy and I can throw away the package after. How about that, huh? Factor Meals, thank you for being the successful food plan in my life.
And also my life. By the time you guys are hearing this ad, my shipment of Factor will be arriving tomorrow. So I'm very excited for that.
Personally, I've been starting my workout journey and it is very tough to get the appropriate amount of protein in a day. That's why I get the protein pack.
That's what I get too.
Don't try to copy me.
I'm not copying you.
You enjoy the delicious flavors just like your friend.
Of course.
Okay, then we can both love the protein pack of Factor Meals.
I love that you get to pick which meals you're getting delivered to you.
Honestly, I just like that it's cheap and it tastes good.
Oh, it's good. So it's easy to make.
And it's quality product. That's very what I quality. Like. So think about that next time you come for me.
I'm not coming for you. Yeah, I'm relating to you because I enjoy Factor Meals as well.
Give them a promo code so they can get some Factor, huh?
Head to factormeals.com/dropouts50 and use code dropouts50 to get 50% off. Again, that is dropouts50 at factormeals.com/dropouts50 to get 50% off.
Make your belly happy today
with Factor. Thank you.
No, but I do think, Zach, I think we do have a career in, because we were close last night, and being, I want us to go around trying to elicit confessions from, like, serial, like, people doing murders and stuff.
Oh, because of Jared.
Yeah. Last night we were trying to get, Jared had, something happened. We still don't know.
Okay, can I set
the scene? We're close to cracking the case.
Let me set the scene for both
You're
of you.
Not.
So we're at dinner last night. Everyone's sitting around. The family's there. Conversations being thrown around. Smiles are being had. Appetizers are being passed.
Where'd you guys go?
We went to
Wood Ranch.
Wood Ranch.
Is it good?
It's all right.
Yeah, it's a decent
Wood spot. Ranch.
Hell yeah, brother.
That's what it feels like. Yeah, that's how you feel like.
You have to say it.
Yeah. Wood Ranch.
Wood Ranch, baby. Yeah.
Imagine walking into Wood Ranch and these are the hostesses.
Wood
Welcome
Ranch.
To Wood Ranch. Table for four, huh? Anyway, okay.
Can I say yeehaw and spank?
Yeah, you can. You can do anything you want.
I'd like that. I want to go there.
Oh my gosh. Lesbians, which we adore.
We love
lesbians. I was more talking about like the waiters spanking me. But you can too if you want. I'm open to it.
You want Tara to spank you?
I'm open to it.
Are you close to it?
No, I just don't feel like I could give a good spanking.
Oh, because you're a little sick right now?
Yes. At Wood Ranch.
At Wood Ranch.
Yeah.
Jared was sitting at the end of the table and he looks at his phone for a moment and then he comes up. He's in the best mood before this. You're seeing all of those beaver chompers the whole day. And he literally goes like this.
Oh, Jared, what happened?
And he's been consistently like that since.
Did someone unadd you on Hinge?
No, that was really funny.
That was fucked up. I felt so bad for you.
Is it what I think happened?
No.
What happened?
Nothing happened. I don't want to talk about it.
Let me tell you.
Also, something happened. He just doesn't want to talk about it.
We interrogated the shit out of him last time.
They really did.
I just don't know. So we came into the newly made bar that we put in our garage. And
so sick, by the way, guys.
Thank you so much. We came in with full hearts of boyhood, and we wanted to talk emotions with you. And you were sitting on a leather couch sulking, and we come up to you.
I wasn't so docile. Sulking. I was in there with the task rabbit waiting if he needed anything.
No, brother,
from
you
me.
Knew what you were doing in there.
You're having a little sulk session.
You're sulking.
And which is okay. Everybody needs one every
this
now and
poor
then.
Poor man. Give him a sec, guys.
I tried to talk to him this morning. There's been many seconds.
You guys haven't found out yet?
No clue.
Can I?
Give me 7 minutes with him.
Because I don't.
Oh my gosh. In
seven
the closet,
minutes in heaven?
Jared, stop.
Yeah, baby.
Can I inquire one thing?
Huh?
Can I inquire one thing?
Sure.
Whether or not you answer?
Okay.
They're pushing your buttons a little bit. And I get that. I understand that. Did something happen? Yes or no? And do you just not want to talk about it?
Correct.
Okay.
There we go. See? It's that simple.
Hey.
Brother.
When he feels like he's ready, he'll come to you.
No, he won't. I know this guy. He's no.
And then so drop it. Let it be.
Eating me alive.
Exactly. That's how we feel.
I'm literally itching.
I don't think he sounded like a, you know, like when you let the air out of a balloon. That's the noise that he made at dinner.
I wonder what happened.
Well,
I am kind of curious.
Is it what I think?
No, it's not that.
We're gonna lose my mind.
You are deflated figuratively and literally. Your lungs were loss of emotion. You need to tell us right now.
We're not gonna say it on a podcast.
We know it's not. If you don't tell me right now, I'm gonna throw up.
He didn't tell you at Wood Ranch. You think he's gonna tell you on a podcast?
For whatever reason, yes. He's exposed to many other things.
Yeah, and I really gotta pull back on that.
That's what I was thinking.
Hey, brother, been there.
I think we're both.
No.
Tara's scared to talk on the podcast now because everything she says gets clipped. She's been very silent this entire podcast.
Well, I was letting her tell
her story.
To be quite fair. What the fuck is she gonna say to this?
Yeah, what do you want me to say?
Like, I feel bad. I feel a little bad for you.
No,
like,
it's okay. I mean, I didn't know, and
it's just an intense thing to now.
Yeah,
here.
Do you have any questions?
No.
Do you have any questions about the past here?
Do you have any questions about our relationship or what it was like to date Zach?
No.
Yeah.
Wow, that's good content. Yes, and remember,
you don't have
Ariana Grande.
Yes. You don't have a single question of what it was like to date Zach?
There's no way that's the reference they go to instead
that's
of
what
just
they get.
Proper improv.
Yes. And touch it with your chest.
I thought everybody hated that song.
No.
Oh.
I don't love it, but it's a good like, I do understand the.
Do you like your new one, We Can't Be Friends?
I haven't heard it.
It's all about Mac Miller.
Is it? I haven't heard it.
Oh my God. The music video?
Is it sad? I try not to like keep up with other people's like things because it'll send me spiraling into their lives. I don't have a really question healthy. About you dating Zach, because I feel like just being a girl that comes into this house on the podcast, I get it enough. Mm. I don't feel like I don't need to like.
I'm sorry for friend zoning you.
Again, you did not friend zone me.
I feel like it was so for sure the other way around.
We did go on a date the other day in front of cameras.
We literally said friendship date.
Technically, there were roses.
So if there's roses, it's a date? Well, then I've been on lots of dates.
Really?
If there's a rose every time, then it's a date?
Are you going on friend dates with roses?
There's
that
roses
seems at, pretty romantic.
Yeah. There's roses at restaurants all the time.
Well, restaurants well, yeah, what going
restaurants?
To?
There were also
I'm
candles.
Going to Chili's.
There's a lot of roses at the daddy-daughter dance, too.
The only red thing on the table is the salsa, babe. Oh like
date or not date.
You're so dumb. You're referencing a video that like nobody's going to understand.
What video?
I don't know what video.
He's referencing a Shane Gillis video.
You have a girlfriend now.
It's not. I mean, it's, yeah, I'm seeing somebody.
Oh, dude. Oh, wait, can we talk about like, what happened? Go to another, like during Valentine's Day, go on this romantic ski trip?
And I love Vermont because it's the season of the six and I.
Oh, that actually might get copyrighted. You got us copyrighted for singing Just the Way You Are.
You think I'm that good? Yeah. They copyrighted me for being Bruno Mars?
Yeah, exactly.
I'm just as short as him.
Do you want to talk? Hey, guys, Skylar actually had a tough night last night.
It was a tough night.
What happened?
Tell us, buddy.
Where'd you wake up this morning? Let's all say it.
Where'd you wake up this morning? Oh, fuck. Yeah, it checks out.
All right. I didn't wake up here, but I had to get back. I had to wake up at 6 a.m. because we had our workout at 8.
Wait, why'd you have a tough night?
Performance wasn't good last night. It's a bad night.
He had sex last night.
Hard night, but not hard night.
No. It was
very hard night.
Very too fast.
The night just flew by.
Flew by.
Like lightning.
I don't need to hear about Skylar's sperm endeavors.
Wait, we've probably told
who said sperm?
Eight people this story.
Yeah.
We've probably told like, eight people this story.
Like, can I ask from you? Last night to today, like, you've told eight people?
How quick?
Wait, hold on.
It was probably like 5 minutes, 4 minutes.
That's not that bad.
But what I'm saying,
it was pretty bad.
Guys, hold on.
No, bam.
There's 84 people talking.
Sorry.
We've
God
talked.
Forbid Zach doesn't talk for a second.
God.
Woo.
You self-proclaimed yap queen. I want you to talk more. You haven't talked this whole time.
Wait. Sorry. For time specific purposes, we started a TV show, and then
the intro.
No. But bye. But like the first ad was playing. By the time it was like on Hulu.
Oh yeah.
By the time he finished.
Yeah. But it was like 6 minutes maybe.
I'm sure she
from
was,
start to end.
She was understanding.
From like.
Oh yeah.
From like fine. Start make out to like.
Oh
here's
no. We started.
Here's
a towel. I don't want to get into all this, but no. It's no.
Towel. You don't wrap it.
Yes.
Yes to what? Yes.
Just doing drugs over here.
It's my nose spray. I'm sick, you asshole.
Are you sick?
Don't get near me.
Oh, here
Don't
we get- go.
Why does that video have so many views on TikTok?
What video?
Which video?
No, guys, because I'm actually getting sick.
Oh, and guess what? I was right.
You have syphilis.
No, I don't. Stop spreading rumors like that.
Well, stop spreading diseases to all the nice boys of LA. They're
Who
so
says
sweet.
They're nice?
Yeah, because there's so many nice boys in LA.
What? There actually are so many nice guys in LA, and you go for those little demons.
Rare.
Someone's pissed.
Can we say that you do need to trust me and Jared sometimes? Because we did say from the beginning, like a few weeks ago, you were going on some dates or whatever, and we're like, maybe not. And you were like, no, maybe
I was
so.
Like a few months ago, actually, but yeah.
Yeah, a few months ago.
I think we need to screen all of your dates.
I feel like I told you guys, let me make my mistake. I literally said that
Amen.
Verbatim.
Wow. Here's my question.
And question. You don't answer this. Did I complain that much to you guys after?
Oh, no.
And that's why I said don't answer, because I know I complained to you a lot.
No.
Exactly.
I was about to say.
I mean, you could have. I wouldn't have been listening.
Yeah, when I talk, Skylar just tunes me out.
I just never.
He's like, oh, great. The walnut's speaking again.
I just never know if Tar's going to call me. It's always the end of the world. She's never called me and been like, you don't believe this butterfly I just saw. The color scheme?
It's never like, dude, best day I've ever had.
Hey, your life would be mundane without the entertainment.
Thank
you. Know.
Hey, I had the best day. It's always this. Zach. Hey, Tara. What's going on? You don't believe it.
Yeah.
I'm like, what
and
was
you're
it?
You're welcome for the entertainment. I used to do the same thing and... I didn't see you walking away. You loved it.
No, that's why I did walk away. That's why we got rid of you.
Yeah, but
you're
like
you're not on the podcast anymore. Remember?
Ah,
you remember? I never know if you like you spilled your goldfish on your bed or if a guy ripped your heart out and cheated on you.
I think he meant goldfish
with your mother.
Eating goldfish. That's my favorite snack.
I got some extra cheddar blasted in there for you.
That's my favorite.
A bag.
Yeah.
I just
what do you want me to say?
No, I'm just wondering when a mishap happens, a stub of the toe, are you also at a 10? It's just you're over it quicker? Like, is your only reaction time a 10? And that's okay. I'm just wondering.
Yeah, I feel like I'm pretty dramatic.
And that's lovely.
But like, again, I'm self-aware of it.
Yeah.
I'm not like, oh, I'm not dramatic. Like, I don't lie.
I just never know when to actually feel like, are you okay?
You'll get used to it. I feel like you'll kind of get a sense of when I'm actually not okay.
I feel like you should be used to it. I was the exact same way.
And your mom.
what you took such a long pause there.
I was just thinking about it.
How are you
maybe
unable
you just,
to
maybe you
this?
Just attract women into your life that are dramatic.
Maybe. Now, hear me out. There's a consistent factor here.
Zach.
Well, you do drive people up the wall.
Yeah, it might be you.
That's well documented.
That is well documented that you drive people.
Oh, you want to get into you? I can get into you.
That's what she said.
Did I not?
Nice.
Thank you.
I was speaking about her calling me with her problems. How did I start those?
You 100% do. Because you're bringing up things she doesn't want to be talking about.
You're the biggest problem I've ever had.
Wait,
in
that's
life.
So true.
You're the biggest problem
Dude,
I've
Zach
ever had in
out.
My entire life.
Zach airs.
You're the biggest problem I've ever had in my
no
entire
chance.
Life.
I'm the best thing that's ever happened to you.
The podcast next week is just going to be you by yourself. Just
I hope so, dude. Like, it's going to be the best.
I've got some news to share. Dropouts has disbanded fully.
She just, came back in and ruined it all over again.
It's just going to be me. Yeah. With a constant, like, you know, 24-hour streams. This is a live stream. Just look at me the whole time. Wait, look at my sadness.
Can I tell the story from you from this morning at the car place with your mom?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so you know how Zach's, we've been talking about how bad of a negotiator he is?
Yeah. I'm not a bad negotiator.
Yes, you are.
I just
are.
Happen to love people. And I want them Dude. To benefit from my...
Yeah.
We
Okay, go ahead.
We go to this car place this morning because his mom's trying to get CarPlay, Apple CarPlay, inserted into her car. So they look at it for a second. And we're standing around. He's like, let me figure out the quote and I'll get back to you. So he comes back out and he's like, yeah, we can do it. We can overnight the piece, but it's going to be like $950 or whatever. And Zach's like, okay, well, I did get quoted at this other store for $600. And the guy's like, no, it's $950. Zach's like, deal.
I will say, like, I get it. I feel like I'm very much like a people pleaser. So if someone, like, if I ask one time and they like shut me down, I'm like, yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
He looks at me in the eyes and goes, now, you know what it is? This is $1,000 and you have to blow me. I don't care if you're gay or not. You get down on this cock and you work for it. And
question.
I
said,
sure.
What's the accent?
That's I didn't know.
That's exactly what it was.
It can't be racist because I don't know what it was.
Yeah.
Leave in the comments down below what you think my accent was.
I have a funny thing to say.
Please.
I was on FaceTime the other day with one of my friends and she was like, I just don't know how you Winnie the Pooh it. And I was
what
like,
the what? Hell?
Right. And I was like, what are you talking about? She's like, you lay in bed with no underwear or pants on, but you have a big t-shirt on. But it's not covering your hoo-ha. That's Winnie the Poohing it. And I just realized that Winnie the Pooh doesn't wear pants.
Oh, no. He doesn't. He lets it hang.
Yeah, he's free balling.
Are you in like just a t-shirt but no pants?
I guess sometimes I wear underwear, but I guess this night I didn't. And I was on FaceTime with a close girlfriend of mine and she's like, why?
And how did she know that you were?
I got up.
just kitty to the wind?
Yeah, we're close. Yeah.
Clearly.
So close.
My ex-roommate and I...
Scissored.
Whoa. Yeah. My ex-roommate and I used to do this once a week. We would... Whoa, guys, where...
If you said scissored
right
now,
going?
If you said scissored there, it'd be so funny.
Well, let me finish it before we start making assumptions. We would do our everything showers, then put on spray tans, uh-huh. Like fake tans.
Yeah, and that's an everything shower.
We'd each get our backs. We'd sit butt-ass naked, cover our couch in... towels, and then put on Once Upon a Time We're Eating Cheesecake, like once a week.
Butt naked. Yeah.
Zach, we got to start doing that with Bro Glow.
No,
that's what I was just about to say. Next time I come over and Zach's Bro Glowing with his slanging out, I'm going to be like, God, you learned something from Indiana.
Dude, my aunt, back in the day when we were growing up, she, we would go over, this,
where listen, is this going?
We yeah. would go, it's a shower story. We would go over to her house and she had three kids. One was my age and then two were like, probably like 4 years younger than me and 7 years younger than me. And we'd go over there and we were young, probably, I was probably like 11, 12. And she'd be like, all right, boys, I'd stay the night. She goes, double up. And me and I'd get in the shower. It'd be me and like the 4-year-old in the shower together. I'd be like, dude, don't fucking turn around.
Sweet home Alabama.
Where the skies are so blue.
We're gonna copyright it again.
Oh shit.
Wow, we can't do anything with songs. Yeah, that's why we have to make up our own tunes.
I feel like I wore this because I feel like you would really like this shirt.
I did like it.
Yeah.
I contain the energy of 3,000.
3,000 Tumblr accounts.
That's really funny.
This is what I think about women seeing their vaginal parts and their tatas. I think a lot of times...
No, I feel like you shouldn't be talking on this.
There's no way anyone else could talk about what I'm about to talk about. I feel like... Sorry. I feel okay?
That sounded painful.
I just
painful.
Burped a little bit.
Sounded a little painful.
I think I've been holding my fart in so much that it came out the other end.
Then fart.
Oh,
I can't. That's my toot corner. I don't want to infect the side.
That is true. That is a lot of good...
Yeah, I'm sorry.
God-fearing Americans sit over there.
Yeah.
Why don't you just like say you have to go pee and then just walk away real quick and be like, never
because
mind.
I do it and then they know I farted, I feel like.
Well, it's because you come back so fast.
But I feel like
and
we've all...
I feel like then I say I farted. Yeah.
But I feel like we've all been speaking about the fart, so I feel like...
It's fine. I held it in. It's gone.
No, back to your...
No. It doesn't even matter.
No, opine on vaginas a little bit more for us.
This is about vagina. This is the vagina thing. I feel like men have more of an ego when it comes to their... reproductive business. Organ.
Yeah.
Oh, like the size?
Yeah.
So they don't because sit around naked.
If we sit around and I see Jared, I mean, and it could be just a cold day for me and Jared could be sitting warm. If that thing's sitting even a quarter of an inch more than mine, there's a dynamic
switch
here.
There's a power dynamic. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, we could say the same thing about boobs and stuff.
Yeah.
But I feel like boobs are always kind of on display.
What?
They're on, like...
They're kind of out?
Yeah. Mm. Unless you're wearing, like, super baggy clothes.
Got it. So you
pretty much always have an idea.
So people like different kinds of boobs. Nobody's ever really like, I like a really small wiener. You know
what
I mean?
Hear me out.
What? Like, some guys are like, oh, yeah, I love, like, smaller boobs. Looks like a model. Or I love, like, voluptuous ones that I feel like I gotta feel like I'm carrying groceries all the time. You know what I mean? And then with guys, it's nobody's ever like, yeah, I can't wait for that Tic Tac to hang out.
Yeah, if two guys were hanging out with their dicks out and one was bigger, you'd be like, dude, get hard right now. I promise mine's bigger.
Get hard right now. It'd be such a compliment. Yeah, it would turn sexual. Yeah.
But you're also, love to the guy by the end.
But also, why are you guys just like sitting there staring? Like, I'm never like, when I'm with a girl and like, we're like Riley and I, when we were doing that, I'm never just inspecting her vagina. No, I'm never just like...
She's
more of a closed book than an open one. Like,
but it is more common for you guys to see each other naked. I mean, for us, it would be such a novel thing.
Well, me and Jared do positive affirmation Sundays. We just stand in front of each other naked for like 10 to 20 minutes.
Yeah.
We'll just compliment each other.
Have you guys heard about sunning your butthole?
I was just about to bring that up.
Yeah, because I thought when you were going to say like if you sit there naked, I thought you were like tanning. I heard that if you like, you know, like, this sounds really
like
weird.
Downward dog, yeah, butt up
like,
to the
yeah, just
sun.
For a few minutes. I heard it could get like sunburned pretty easily, but I heard it's like really good for like your chakras or something. I don't know.
Yeah, I think I've seen Chad and JT do that.
We had Chad
sunning
JT
your
on the podcast.
Perineum. Yeah. I think is what they call it.
It's a real thing. No, I'm not joking. You're trying to be funny.
No,
I'm
not. Yeah.
Have you
honestly,
done it?
If yeah. that's what I have to do to align my chakras, I'm cool with them being out of line.
Really? Yeah. I did it in the Bahamas one time.
Oh.
So white. I wonder how white my asshole is. I mean, it has to be.
Or
you've never, could be the opposite.
You've never looked at your butthole?
You're lying.
I try not to.
You're lying.
You never taken a squat over a mirror?
Did you even see it?
Me and Zara were talking about this earlier. Jared, when was the last time you think your wiener got direct sunlight?
Wow.
Oh, yeah, we were talking about this deeply.
Oh, interesting. Direct sunlight.
Like direct?
I think
that's why they call it where the sun don't shine.
I think I skinned it one time when I was like in like fifth grade, maybe.
The only time I skinny dipped was at night, so it wasn't that.
Chubby dipped.
Chubby dipped.
Did you ever know that Jared had sex on the set? Did you either of you guys know that?
You've told me about, or someone told me about
wait,
that.
Wait.
Don't say with who.
Oh, no. I wait. But is it who I think it is?
Probably.
Wait, at the old set?
Yeah.
How do you do that with all these cameras?
Well, they're not on.
Oh, it's pretty easy.
I know,
just
but I have this like crazy
to,
thing,
going.
Like American Pie.
They're not on.
Oh, with like the webcam when he
yeah,
was...
it's my biggest fear. I think about it all the time. I'm like, am I live right now? Like every time I do something, I'm like, oh my God, the whole world just saw me.
If a sex tape of you ever did come out, like how would you react? Would you be mortified or would you be like, hopefully, you know?
Honestly, the first thing I think of, oh my God, my parents are going to see it.
Mm. Oh, of course.
Other than that, I think I, or like my family.
How would they get that information?
Online.
I just don't know what they look at in order to find that.
Wait, dude, do you not think they have phones?
Yeah, but my mom would never know.
Yeah, but your friend,
yes,
her mom's friend.
My mom
friend,
would never know.
If you had a sex tape come out, yes, she would.
Who would tell her?
Your mom's
because
friends
would
say
be online.
Yeah, who's No, genuinely. My mom doesn't have friends like that.
No, she works at the elementary. Sixth grader could be like.
Yeah, here's the thing.
There's no sixth graders here. So it only goes to the fifth grade. Okay. Like, they're not going
to
see it.
One of the people that she works with could go up to her and be like, how's Zach doing with the whole thing? And she's like, what thing? And she's like, oh, the sex tape that came out. And then boom, she knows. It's that simple.
No,
she doesn't have to go out and find it.
She keeps up to date. She's commenting on all your stuff. She comments on all my stuff.
She like, what?
How would she not see the comments?
She doesn't. I'm just saying, personally, for my mom, wouldn't find out.
Okay, then here's what we're going to do.
She's never even seen this podcast.
If you're so confident in that, release a sex tape.
Okay. You going to be in it with me?
No,
okay.
You know what?
Can I be honest? What if we all have sex right now on camera and whoever's mom finds out about it last doesn't have to pay for lunch?
Your mom would find out last.
No.
Your mom would.
My mom's on the internet.
Yeah, your mom and dad are pretty on top of things.
My mom, I've got money that my mom would find out first.
My mom would be last.
Your mom would be up there.
Mom would find out first.
My mom doesn't even have an Instagram because she's too scared to set one up.
Okay, so your mom.
It is a daunting task.
Your mom might be last. Honestly, I think your mom would find out like second. Dude, your mom your mom has joined a live stream of mine before. She's like comments on all my stuff. Like,
you're thinking about this in the terms of like her personally going out and seeking it. That's not what would happen.
That's how I'm thinking about. I'm putting in all the parameters of
that
someone
I think
telling
you're delusional.
Her. I'm not delusional. I just think she might be second to last. I would go Jared's mom possibly for last place.
Maybe.
I would go your mom a clear first.
Yes.
I feel like your mom a second. Your mom would be a third.
Thank you.
Dude.
Now, our moms
it would be a battle.
I disagree. I so think your mom
Jared's
would be
mom
second.
Jared's mom doesn't have an Instagram.
Your
That's
mom,
why she would be last.
Your mom's on Zach, your mom's on TikTok. Like, she sends us TikTok.
If she's on TikTok,
she's an Instagram real girly, only because she sends me one every day. And I'm like, saw this 4 months ago. I don't tell her that. I just go, ha-ha. And then she'll call me afterwards, and she'll fully explain the video to me that I just watched, which I love, Mom, that you don't watch this podcast. I mean, she doesn't watch this podcast. She said, the jokes just aren't Christian.
His granny's in town and she was like, I watch the podcast, I just don't watch it with the volume.
did she actually say that?
Yeah, that's how to support.
I was really scared to meet your granny and your
She's
mom.
She's so sweet. She knows.
Oh, yeah, so sweet. But I'm like, oh, they've seen everything.
No, they haven't really seen anything.
Okay, good.
My mom loves you. She's like, I just love that she's herself and she puts herself out there. And you know what? A lot of these girls are just held back, but guess what? She doesn't need to be because she's got a great personality and she's got spunk. That's what's been lost with this generation, spunk.
That's
and
so
she's
nice.
Got it.
Do you know what's so funny? That's a lot of women in your mom's age range and my mom's age range, that's what they will say. They'll be like, you have spunk. I'm like, thank you. I just don't know exactly what that means.
You're like, I just don't use condoms. I don't know. I guess that's spunk. I just get blackout on weekends.
Hey, Robert's upstairs.
He stopped that.
Zach's 80-year-old granddad is here. He's upstairs watching TV, but I have the Apple TV on the Apple remote on my TV. I should just start like pausing it, changing it. He'll have a panic attack.
Oh, this house is haunted.
His blood pressure goes through the roof.
So my
granny, get back here.
My 80-year-old grandfather is in town, and all he does is sit and watch the War bloodiest
movies.
World War II movies. And then he'll just sit there, and then he'll just restart it and forget that he already watched it.
No, are you lying?
No,
that's for real.
One of his favorite pastimes.
I came in earlier, and he was watching some sort of space sci-fi show. And I was like, Robert, what are you watching? He goes, no clue. Gotcha, brother.
He does that.
No clue. They're floating, though. I can't think of they're similar to birds, these humans out there. When you're in space, you're basically a human bird. He just kind of says stuff.
I love it.
Handsome almost ran away yesterday. And he comes up to me a little seriously. And he goes, not everything's that serious. This is a bit. I mean, it's not. I'm hyperbolizing to.
Did he actually almost run away?
The gate was a little open and I closed it.
This is why I can't trust him here at this house.
All I want to say is that the dog almost got out, and my grandfather said, let him out so he can go get some dog gussy. All right?
Did he actually say that?
That's what he said. He said he needs to get, he keeps humping, he needs to go get out there and get inside a dog. He called it a vagina.
Did he really say that?
A dog vagina, yes.
Did he actually?
And he wasn't joking. He looked me square in the eyes with his glossed over type 1 diabetes, vein struck in eyes, and he told me.
He's right upstairs, Zach.
He can't hear me. They won't give him hearing aids because they hate when he joins the conversation.
Dude, this
Wait,
is
a- also, we were supposed to be listening to his thing beeped, and we all have headphones on.
I got
to
check his blood sugar. Give me a second.
Hold on. But before, this is also another, when we were touring the office earlier today, and we were talking about the layout, and I was talking to Miss Gina, just trying to get her riled up. And I was like, see that corner over there? I'm going to shoot my OnlyFans content over there. And she was like, what? And I was like, yeah, I'm just going to be like naked doing all this stuff, or whatever. And Robert was like, you would crack under the pressure. I was like, what? He goes, you couldn't get it up. I said, okay, all right, I got you.
He's like, you don't even have the ability to be a porn star if you wanted to.
Yeah, just roast me, 80-year-old. I said, you can't either, dude. Be chill.
I feel like he could back in the day. I feel like he was slanging back then.
I mean, we saw what he did on the pool tables. He still got it.
Dude, he knows how to handle a stick and some balls.
All right, buddy.
All right, that's his grandfather.
Yeah, come on. Be cordial. He's one of the sweetest men in the world, though, because he's been with my granny for two lifetimes. And they'll be sitting at a dinner table together, and they'll be sharing some fries and a burger. And, you know, they'll both eat the burger, and they'll be eating the fries. And there'll be one fry left, and he'll make sure he picks it up and sets it aside and puts it on her plate every time.
That's
so lovely.
I'm going to start crying.
He doesn't even think about it.
He's also the same person where his machine was beeping down here on the couch, and your granny was like, Robert, you got to check your insulin. He goes, I will. God. And then he looks at Skylar and I, he goes, she got to know every time I fart, don't she?
And then, no, my granny told me earlier, she goes, please go check his insulin. So I go up there and I go, did you check your insulin? He goes, and then I come back downstairs. She goes, he lies. She goes, I found him passed out twice. I had to call an emergency room just because he refuses to go in his pocket.
It is very high right now, so.
It's because you've been drinking a Coke over there.
It right? is high, and he's low on insulin, so.
Granny's at the mall. He's dying. He can't do it. He's like.
He said, I'm going to need to do something about that in about 34 minutes. I said, should do something about that now? He goes, I'll do something about it about 34
minutes. If y'all want me to make it to dinner, I probably got to change these batteries out in 30 to 40, but. They're about to storm Normandy again for the third time. I got to make sure we watch this.
Dude, he goes, I've watched this first episode of Band of Brothers. I actually didn't know there was any other episodes in the first one. So
we were also at dinner today, and I don't know. We were kind of at the end of the table, and people were listening to us talk, and I felt like we were talking a little too much. I was like, oh, yeah, let's include everybody in the table. And Robert just looks at me. He goes, we're quiet because we're interested. I said, you sweet, sweet man.
Thanks, no, Papaw.
I want to hang out with Robert because I feel like he'd listen to me.
He's up there right now. Oh,
he will really listen.
Wow.
Anytime,
I got to get up there.
No, he will. He'll really listen. And anytime you show him something on your phone, he'll actually take a lot of interest and be like, oh, like what? Like,
he'll grab your phone and he'll be like, wait, I can't see it. And then he'll hold it there for like 10 seconds ago. And then he'll ask you so many questions about
it's
it.
It's really smart. I need to be up there now.
And you know what he does? My favorite thing. He calls me baby. He goes, ah, baby. How you doing, baby?
I gotta go. Robert. I gotta go hang out with Robert.
I went and visited them. Oh,
I shouldn't?
No, you should go soon.
Well, he's only got about 30, 40 minutes on the call.
He's not going to change those batteries. And Granny's in the middle of a mall right now. There's a deal and she's not going
to
come back.
Busy at Anthropology.
I don't want to bring this to a crass place, but I sometimes think about when's the last time they've done anything that. It doesn't matter. I just, this is nothing like that. Like, I kind of wonder when the human psyche, like when they both knew.
They just stop.
They both knew, we're just never gonna ever.
I don't think they think about that. I think it just happens.
You don't think old people.
Not them, no.
They do, but not after a certain point, you just can't.
Really?
Tara's like, I'm going to be breaking records at 100.
Yeah. I'm like, I want to be going at it when I'm 90.
Your libido is fascinating.
Thank you.
It's top notch.
Thank you.
What is it? Do you have extra testosterone?
Honestly, maybe. Maybe I'm high in testosterone.
No, I mean, I applaud you for
it. I feel like if I was a guy, I'd be bricked up all the time.
Yes, ma'am.
Don't you?
Add that.
I'm a guy right now.
Not add that guy. I wish I had to use pills to get quotes.
I'm just kidding.
Add that to the list of who said it quotes.
Oh, yeah. If I was a guy, I'd be bricked up all the time. Sorry, yummy.
Oh, wait. Going back to Robert real quick. I just remember this. We were speaking about OnlyFans at a different time prior.
How does this relate to Robert?
Well, because Skylar was talking about starting his OnlyFans, and Robert goes, he's like, if it's done right, I'd pay for it.
Did he say that?
Yeah. Oh,
hell yeah. I'm so in.
Yeah.
I'll do it just for him.
Wait, was that it? That was all the ones?
I think to end this podcast, Zach and I would like to tell you all that we're okay and that we're friends. And we actually have been friends for quite a long time. And I have nothing but love and care for Zach and always fucking have. And I think Zach feels the exact same way about me. And I think that the loss, like, dude.
What?
I saw you go like that.
Oh, yeah. I get the shake sometimes. I'm gonna lie.
Yeah. Dude.
What?
Come on.
Oh, we were just, that was fun. That was so
just riffing bits.
Yeah, no, but like, hear me out. Like,
genuinely have nothing but love for you, and I always have. Like, I care about you more than anyone on this planet. That's I'm pushing that. That's not true.
Top five.
That was a lie. I lied.
You're top five. Yeah, I'd say you're top five. You're top five for sure.
You're my number one, my baby boy.
My little bird that lands on my finger.
But like, I care about you so much, so much. And I have watched you guys grow this podcast and become so successful. And I'm really happy for you guys. And I mean that, like, I really, really mean that. So congrats on everything. And
Indiana's going to start her own podcast soon. Then I'm going to help her out with to start.
And I am.
Don't know when that's going to be, but we're working on it. We're shopping around some creative ideas, really. Well, thank you. That means a lot. And thank you for coming on. And guys, please don't ever be mean to her, ever.
Don't be mean to Zach.
Well, like, I can take it, you know.
I emotionally, on the other hand, cannot. So please lay up on me.
Yeah. I can take it. The depression you've been in.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Never mind. But the amount, it's just wild. Everybody has an opinions on things they don't know about. And then they'll make accusations about you that are so damaging. And then people will just be like, oh, that comment has a lot of likes because it's controversial. So that must be true. And then you try to be the best human being you can to other people. You come on a podcast, try to say some jokes. And then everyone wants to throw you under the bus, blah, 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 blah. Oh, he's this. It's like, or maybe you just lead with good intentions, and sometimes people can mess up. And sometimes I'll say a joke that's not funny or it pushes a boundary, but I'm just doing it in an attempt to make people laugh. And if it doesn't, then be like, yeah, that one wasn't funny, brother, check it. But you don't have to make all these narratives of you're a certain type of person. That just doesn't equate to me. But anyway, thank you guys so much for coming to the podcast. We're about to go to the Patreon, do a little episode. So if you want to watch more there, let us know. Just subscribe. We get a 7-day free trial. Also, do the March Madness giveaway. You get the Xboxes, all that. We do the drunk episodes on there. We'll get one coming out this month. It's going to be pretty crazy I shouldn't say. But anyway, go there. You don't want to miss it. DM us what prize you want. And thank you guys for coming. Subscribe if you want to. Jared, you're a loser. Skylar, you're a loser.
What?
Tara, thank you so much for bringing up the views. I've never said anything bad about you until the views start falling off. Thank you. It's great to see you. Thank you so much for coming on.
No.
Outro music.
Outro music.
Let him clap.
What, is it the same as the intro music?
Yeah.
Okay,
beep, 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 beep.